Oh man, I wish I had a fairy godmother to help me with my fit. It's looking kind of busted right now.
Hey you, cutie with no hoodie. It's your fairy godmother.
Damn, you mean a fairy god me? Because we sound just alike. Am I having an insecure Issa Rae in the mirror moment?
Yeah, whatever, don't worry about it. We got you covered, okay? So we gonna make sure that you are looking hot this winter when you go out to have a ball.
Okay. So what y'all got over there?
Well, I am the Millennials Anonymous DTLR Villa Fairy, say that 10 times fast, and they got you. They got matching sets from Puma, Nike, Juicy Couture, and so much more.
Okay.
All you gotta do is go to millennials.com/shops and click on DTLR Villa, and you can get the savings today.
Okay, let's go.
Now, hurry back,
because my car's gonna turn into a pumpkin if I don't come back on time?
No, Millennials Anonymous is on, so let's go.
This is for my millennial. Baby, you got it. Baby, you got it. Check me. Check. Millennials. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guest's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get it.
Game over.
Aw, man. Aw. All right. What can I do now?
The legacy of slavery and segregation, I believe we ought to do all we can and seek to lift ourselves by our own bootstraps. But it's a cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And many Negroes, by the thousands and millions, have been left bootless as a result of all of these years of oppression and as a result of a society that deliberately made his color a stigma and something worthless and degrading.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. Yes, it is your girl, Lise Winnie, and I am a fucking millennial. And today we are celebrating the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the observation of his birthday. Because his birthday technically isn't on January 17th. It's January 15th. So shout out to all the things that he was able to accomplish, because we wouldn't be able to do the shit that we do today if it wasn't for him. And it's amazing that a lot of people can't say that. Like, he has a legacy that goes on and on and on because his impact of what he was able to do affects us today. He impacted so many millions of people that it still impacts millions and millions of people today. So that's the type of impact that he has. And I, you know, playing the clip, and I know a lot of people say, are we living the dream? We've not, and I've heard this recently, we've not gone anywhere, you know. And I think when you say we have not gone anywhere, it takes away from what he did accomplish. And so that's why I would never say that, because to be totally honest with you, we have a long way to go. We're never going to have a utopia. The shit is just not going to exist. We are humans. Human beings are, we are innately selfish. Like, you have to teach us not to be selfish. That is human nature, to be selfish. Humans, you got to teach a human not to hit each other in the face. Like, that's who we are at our core. We're horrible. And so we do have a long way to go. There's a lot of things that still need to be changed, because if you listen to the things that he said in that interview, unfortunately, there are some things that you could technically apply to today. When you have a lot of the discourse, when you look at the urban centers in places like Baltimore and Chicago, a lot of the issues still stem around the fact that there is a lack thereof resources. And there's a more resentment, more frustration. Like, that is where we are to this day. Those we still have a long way to go. But I think that also, with that being said, is that we've come so far. And it's okay to say that. It's okay to say that, no, we're not where he was. He didn't get a chance to see any of the fruits of his labor. None. And I was talking to my daughter, who was like, you know, I was telling her that he has a 13-year-old granddaughter. And she was like, oh, they're still alive. And I was like, yes. It wasn't even that long ago. My mom was alive. She was 6 years old when he died. So her neck muscles worked. She was a fully functioning child. My grandmother was an adult, and she's still alive. Like, those people that went through Jim Crow are still alive. And the sad part is that soon, within the next couple of years, we won't have them anymore. And we won't have the people to be able to tell us those stories and things that they actually lived through. And then we will go on and believe that whatever it is, because it feels like a disconnect. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've not moved anywhere. Because now I think we have gotten to a place where we are afraid to say that there has been any progress, because we don't want the fight to end. And I was like, but the thing is that the fight never ends. It just moves. Like I said, we will never live in a utopia. We will never have raincoins and, you know, rainbows and unicorns and Lucky Charm Man walking around. Like, that's just not going to happen. There's no pot of gold at the end of this. We just will be better than we were. It's not going to be perfect. And so the goal, I think, in his dream, it's forever moving. The target is forever moving. But we got to progress the fight. I feel like we don't want to, oh no, we can't, no. I'm like, we have to. Unfortunately, we're still having conversations about voters' rights today. Like, the conversations are not last year, today. Issues about voters' rights. And that's, you know, one of the things that really got, in my opinion, I feel like got him assassinated. And that's why when people say voting doesn't matter, I was like, if it didn't matter, those people that fought for you, they wouldn't been trying to assassinate people for giving you the right to do that. That don't even make sense. They would be like, go on, let them motherfuckers vote. Because it didn't matter. It matters. I think the biggest issue is that we need reluctant leaders. We need people with all the skill without the ego, because right now we got a lot of people that's just ego. It's all ego, no skill. And that's where we're at. It takes money to run, so we need to start backing some of these candidates that may not get as much airplay. In America, it's like gladiators. Are you not entertained? We got to be entertained while they run in the country. Fuck that. I don't need to be entertained. Just do your job. Boring is better. I don't need you to be clever and witty and just do your job. That's all I need. Okay, that's it. That's all. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's all I need.
Okay.
But it still very much matters. And his legacy will go on forever, because, like I said, he still impacts us to this day. Like, for the people that say that he didn't, which I've heard recently over the past couple of years, especially from some young people, you wouldn't be able to say the fuck shit you saying if it wasn't for him. Which is, that is ironic. That you were able to say the fuck shit about him because of him. And go in the places that you couldn't have gone into because of him. You needed them both. Malcolm and Martin both needed to exist, and they did. So I can celebrate what he was able to do and accomplish, and know everything is not just about nonviolence and trying to be kumbaya with white people and all of that. A lot of the stuff he says when he talks about income inequality and, you know, progressing where black people are, like, he's doing a lot, and he was saying a lot of the things that y'all wanted to hear. Unfortunately, his life was cut tragically short because of racist fucking white people. But I think that his dream does continue to exist. Now, if you ask me, or the progress to his dream continues to exist. We are still, I don't think, when he said the speech, I don't think he meant that there was a goal line. Like, there was an end to it. Because there will always be, like he said, an injustice somewhere is an injustice everywhere. Like, I think there will always be need for movement and mobility. We will always need to move. We will never be able to stop moving. The fight doesn't end. It just progresses. And I think that's part of the problem. So, are we at his dream? Are we living his dream? I will say we are living the closest to his dream that we've ever lived. If that makes any sense. I think we have progressed a little bit further to the point where, yeah, we are the closest to his dream that we've ever been. And it's probably because this is the moment in time that we are living in now. One day, I hope our children and grandchildren live way closer to his dream, where injustice doesn't exist and everybody is treated equally and fairly. And that should always be the goal, even if it is not necessarily possible. It should never stop you from trying to achieve it. And that's why you gotta give big shouts out to him. It's some dope ass people who were born in January. Betty White, January 17th. Aaliyah, January 16th. Dr. Martin Luther King, January 15th. Shout out to all of them. It's been 54 years since he's passed. He was assassinated. Let me correct myself. And I think that his speeches and his interviews that he gave, if you go back and listen to them, that's how you know it was a great speech. And he was a very smart man because it is applicable. You can always use his advice, the knowledge that he gave. And so shout out to him for all the things that I thank you for your sacrifices. So that I can do what I do today. Perfect? No. But I definitely appreciate the sacrifices that were made in order for me to be able to stand and do the things that I do. So shout out to him and his family, you know, for their legacy. This is legacy. Not a lot of people can say that, where your legacy will go on and on and on until the break of dawn. But his will. So shout out to him. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. Shout all the way out. And I'm going to make sure that I'm not going to harass him, but I'm going to make him come and be on here with me, and I'm going to agitate him. And I think he has pink eye. I do. He says his allergies, but I'm pretty sure he's the definition of the outbreak monkey, and he is walking around with it, contact dermatitis, or whatever the fuck he's got. And I don't. It bothers me when I look at it. It does. It bothers me quite a bit. It bothered me as much as when I was looking at whatchamacallit's boobs at that party at Kanye West at his daughter's party. Because I was like, it's a kid party. Like, why you don't wear tennis shoes? Because, you know, you're going to be running around and stuff. Probably should wear tennis shoes. I don't know. Maybe you don't own none. Because, you know, he's rich. And rich people don't, you know, they don't be owning stuff regular people got. So maybe that's what it is. But he was swinging the fuck out of his daughter. I was like, I've never seen anybody swing the kid at the pinata with the kid. I've never seen that. Swinging the kid at the pinata with the kid. I don't know if he's ever been to a kid party before, but that's definitely not it. That's not it. And before y'all start saying the Kardashians, see, and Dr. Martin Luther King made that possible, that a black man can swing a mixed child at a rich white woman's house. Without Dr. Martin Luther King, that would not have been possible. Okay, so we appreciate all of the things that he's done for us. And I'm gonna defend the Kardashians, which is something that I don't do often. So before y'all start saying that Kim Kardashian is on this method to destroy Kanye, we've been concerned about Kanye for a couple of years now. Like, this is not new. This is just behavior that he's had.
You ain't got the answers, man.
Come on now. Like, let's just be real. He had his own party plan and he still wanted to crash Kim's. Like, that's just, he's mad because she moved on. He done made a gospel song talking about he gonna beat somebody ass. Like, what? Fix it, Jesus. Like, how do you, what?
How, Sway?
Say what now? So when do they, really? That's what we doing now? Is this what we doing, church people? We cussing now? We beating people ass now? And gospel music? Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Y'all talk about us. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's what he's doing. I don't know how to take this. I don't know what. But I don't think y'all even bringing Amber Rose in. She's like, keep my name out y'all mouth. I don't want nothing to do with this shit. I'm over here minding my own goddamn business. I ain't talked to Kanye West in years. Like, just please leave me alone. Please, please leave me alone. I don't believe that. I think that this is just Kanye West making bad choices again. That's what I feel. And that's my opinion. It doesn't mean anything. Everybody has one, just like an asshole. But I feel like this is just him making bad choices. But let me go over here and make bad choices and harass D again, who doesn't do this at all. So I know you don't typically do this. This is not what you do. And I make you do it because I'd like to see you uncomfortable. And that makes me happy because you really drive me insane. So much appreciated. Much appreciated. But how are you doing today? I know your eye is all fucked up.
I'm doing okay.
It looks like someone hit you in the eye.
It's allergies.
That's what they all say. I'm not sure I believe that. It's looking kind of rough there, and it's very distracting. But we're just gonna move past it, okay? So I hope you feel better. But, you know, I was looking at something. It was in a paper. It actually was on blacksportsonline.com. I don't know who Lorenzo is, but he must be an athlete or something. I don't know. Because it says that this guy, he drove his SUV into a fast food restaurant to try to destroy the evidence because his girlfriend found out that he was cheating, which is an interesting concept because I don't know why. Okay, because now he's going to go to jail for probably some type of destruction of property and maybe even injuring people. So I don't know why people even do stuff like this. I don't get men because I was like, they always get caught. Y'all always, it's never. I think if men, maybe if they could, I'm not saying that men should cheat. This is not what I'm saying. I am not condoning that. But I'm saying if men could cheat better and not get caught, they probably would be better off because I've never seen a man not get caught ever. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's I guess it's better than them just letting them know, like, out because.
Would you drive your car into a McDonald's?
No. It was like boyfriend, girlfriend, or they were married?
Yeah, they were boyfriend. It says girlfriend. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend, okay.
Long-term girlfriend, but a girlfriend nonetheless. And apparently he must be an athlete because it's on Black Sports Online. What he does, I don't know, but he is definitely an athlete. I'm like, at this point, what is the point? Like, if
they got kids to go?
I think they do. But that's beside the point. I'm like, at this point, you might as well just let her see it because if men get cheated on, I would say 9 out of 10 times, a man is going to leave. They're not going to stay. They don't care the reasoning. They don't care if this is the first time it's ever happened. They don't give a fuck. But most women, well, maybe most is a lot. I would say 60% of women will stay. So I don't understand what's the point of doing that. And like I said, if men could cheat, but I don't know what it is about men. Like, they cheat horribly. But when I was on Shots with Scoob, shout out to Scoob Rosé for having me on, he was saying that him and Kaiser Nomics, who was also on there, was, and that men, they don't want to cheat. They said it's too much work. Which is shocking to me that I, because usually it's the opposite way around, where you hear that men need to conquest and make and meet all these women and have all these women. But they were saying it's the opposite. Like, men don't want to do that. It's too much work. Is that true?
Yeah, it actually is. Especially once you had kids and family, it's really a lot of work.
You still got to see your family. You got kids, you got a job. Like, when do you get the time? Well, when you do get the time, you taking time from somewhere else. And of course, when you start doing that, somebody Ray all gonna go off. So, I mean, ain't that working? You're not with the kids. Wife won't say, where you at? You know what I mean?
But if that was the case, it wouldn't be that many people that are cheating on people. That's how you know that that is false. If there were, I would believe that if it was like two men that cheated. I met one woman that says she's never been cheated on.
And are you sure these guys that they're cheating is like a one night, they could have been on some one night stand type of stuff?
Does it matter if it's a one night stand or not? Cheating is cheating is cheating.
I mean, it is cheating, but I feel like if he married or something like that, a one night stand probably be more likely than having a long term relationship with like a, what people say, like side pieces or whatever.
Yeah, but cheating is cheating is cheating. So if you cheat, even if it's a one night stand, you still have to hide that and then hope you don't see that person no more.
I mean, yeah, right. Or just try to delete stuff.
I would assume, like, if you're going to do a one-night stand, you probably should cheat out of state. Because it's less likely you're going to run into that person. But still.
Everybody can't go out of state. It just goes.
But that's my point. It does seem a lot of work, but I don't think that stops anybody. I think people still, men in particular, still are going to cheat. I think it's,
or
just,
you had that one night stand and then you might start thinking about that person and you mess up trying to call them back. Like, hey, maybe I can do this one more time. And that's how you get jammed up. Maybe you should just do it once and then.
So you are condoning, not saying that it's too much work. You just need to have one night stands. Don't get a girlfriend. It's what you're condoning.
I'm just saying. I don't condone any of this stuff. I'm just saying.
Okay, it sounds like you are. But I guess that's how you get caught up in them Drake situations, which I think this is false. So I've seen this online everywhere now, that there's a story that Drake was with a girl. He picked up an Instagram model off of Instagram or wherever Instagram. I think you call them Instagram models no matter where they are. If they're on Facebook, if you're on Facebook doing that, you probably didn't fell
off. The social media model.
If you on Facebook doing that, you fell off. Like, who's on there? Your dad? Like, who's on Facebook?
Oh.
But Instagram, TikTok, wherever they hang at, a social media model. Okay, let's do that, like you said. So
what they call it, mega.
What? I've never heard of that.
Facebook online, right?
Yeah, Meta is Facebook now.
Yeah, so they
meta models. Model. There you go, a meta model.
You know they probably have some game system out or something.
The metaverse is out, where you can live in the virtual world and whatever. It's out. I think it's out for like the rich and famous, and then I think it'll trickle down. But it might be out, because I know I've seen people talking about it and stuff, so I think it's out. But anyway, I've been seeing this everywhere. I think it's mostly these young people that believe this shit. So supposedly, he took her back to a hotel. They did what adults do. And he leaves, and he goes in the bathroom, and he doesn't flush it, which technically, sirs and misters, and if you are a ma'am and you do that as well, I'm not going to judge. And hey, you do you. Do not flush condoms in a toilet. It fuck up the pipes. It do. But I guess if you're in a hotel, then fuck it. Do it all, whatever you want. But anyway, he didn't flush it. He put it in the trash can. And supposedly he's walking around like Beyonce. He got hot sauce in his bag because they're saying that he put it in a condom. And then she supposedly went in the bathroom and tried to undo the condom. And then she tried to put it the sperm in back into her so she could get pregnant by him. And supposedly she came out screaming and it was burning her, and now she's suing him. Which to me sounds like a bunch of bullshit. First of all, listen, young people in their 20s, listen real, real hard.
So was it?
Wait a minute. Let me make my point. If you've seen a bottle of hot sauce, it is orange, right? Am I right?
I mean, yeah, it'd be red.
Hot sauce is orange. So if you put that shit in a condom, because cum or sperm or whatever you want to call it, ejaculate, whatever the fuck you want to call it, white. It's white, and you may get some clear if you're getting pre-cum or whatever, but it's white. If it's any other color, like it's green or yellow, please seek medical attention, because that is not normal and it's not what you should be doing.
And maybe you just put a drop in there.
It's white. But the issue is even if you did that, it would change the color. So how stupid is she? Even before then, first of all, you can smell hot sauce. Even a drop, you can smell it. Secondly, if his cum smells like hot vinegar and it's orange and you put that in there, you're running a gambit to get some type of new disease. Like, you wearing a mask all year only to end up with the juga booga 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 virus because that shit is... Who does that?
She would take that chance. She's like, they got a cure for most things, so maybe I get prevalent.
No, now you got hot STDs. Like, what? Why do you want that? Now you got hot crabs. Like, no. Unless you steaming crabs, she's steaming crabs in her vagina. Like, that's not what you should be doing, kids. You gotta know that this shit is fake, because no one would do that. Who's taking that?
Somebody put Gorilla Glue in their hair and then wonder why they couldn't get out, so.
That is very true, and you can sue for anything, but I would imagine that would be the dumbest thing on the face of the earth. Never, no one would do that willingly, and that's how
I know. Actually work?
But I'm gonna Google hot sauce kill sperm.
I mean, he might actually seen that. Maybe that's what he do. You know, like, it's saying
stuff says it's too silly to even believe, but no, these young people really do believe it.
If I was single, I'd just carry it around and I'd just pour it in. At least I know it'd be I won't have nobody can't get it.
But the South Dakota State Studies site on food safety says that hot sauce must have a pH of 4.6 or lower in order to ensure that bacteria doesn't grow. So there's some possibility that hot sauce would be capable of killing sperm, or at least immobilizing it, if it was exposed to the spicy stuff for at least a minute. Yeah! Theoretically, this would render it incapable of causing pregnancy. So maybe. But to me, I would think somebody, if they saw orange sperm, they wouldn't use it. Common sense would say. That's just me. But I've been dumber. Now, have you tried the new chicken from Taco Bell yet? You eat out quite a bit, especially for lunch.
No, but I heard they got the vegan chicken?
They do have KFC.
Isn't that vegan?
They're launching plant-based fried chicken. KFC is launching plant-based fried chicken. Yes. I talked about that last week. That's coming. And so is McDonald's.
No, it's already out.
McDonald's.
I mean, in certain places.
KFC's is out in the U.S. McPlant will be out in the U.K. first.
Yeah.
But Taco Bell, those chicken is out. Like, so first of all, there's a guy on TikTok who he said the secret that it's actually KFC chicken. It is KFC chicken that they're selling at Taco Bell. But I know a lot of people were like shocked. Yum owns both of them. So it's
Japanese or something.
I don't know where it's based, but yes, it is definitely the same company. Now, I wouldn't eat that anyway because Taco Bell food don't sit right with my spirit. It just doesn't sit right. And KFC,
yeah, that's like when they came selling the French fries from Taco Bell.
Yeah, it just Taco Bell shouldn't sell French fries because that just doesn't sit right with my spirit. But it also doesn't sit right with my spirit because KFC is, I feel like, and this is not, I can't say that this is real. I can't prove it, but I feel like KFC chicken is fake. I've never seen chicken that with that much air in it. You see how much air is in between the skin and the meat? Where do they do that at? Do they just
I can see that because chicken? That chicken be kind of like, I've never seen those chicken lady little. Like, you ever seen like how
it's a quail wing. Like a quail wing.
Me that little.
That's what I'm saying. I don't trust it. I think that it's fake. I think it's fake chicken, and I've never seen chicken have that much air in between it. And not only that, the air in between the chicken, it's like they pour water in there. Like, it's wet. Like, why is it like that? And it's not even like juice, it's just wet. Like, that's
And then they lost me on the french fry. They don't need potato wedges anymore. They do like normal fries.
Because potato wedges, but anyway.
My big thing when people say plant based, like, why do you gotta call it chicken like this? I know it's not, like a mind thing, but don't say like plant based chicken, plant based.
No, it's like chickens. It's like chicken or something. It's never chicken. They don't spell it the same. They don't call it chicken because it's not chicken. But did you hear about the minor league mascot, Portland Pickles, fired because he took over their Twitter and he ended up showing a pickle as his junk? And so he got fired. Like, some of the things that people do, I don't know why he would do that and not expect to get fired.
Yeah, they on strike. I think because of minor league.
For real? What happened? Why? What they do?
No, it's about pay and stuff. You know, minor league players don't get paid that much at all. Like, they get paid like $15,000 a year playing minor league baseball.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like, some of those guys, they don't even got enough money to, especially living in some of those big cities, can't afford to live or play baseball. And it's crazy because you got the major league guys do the same things, making millions. You got people just making minimum wage. Yeah. So I think they fighting for, they're probably actually fighting for the little guys. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that's good that they're doing that. I mean, shout out to them for doing that. But speaking of also the little guys, like, I know Joe Biden, I don't know, a lot of people, I had somebody pop in my DMs fussing about, if somebody was on For the People of the People fussing because they are a big Trump supporter, fussing at me about Joe Biden and how do you like your decision now? And I'm like, he's not even been in office for a year yet. Like, calm down. Like, pump your brakes. You doing too much. But one of the things that's happening, he didn't do this. I am mad at Joe for this. Like, I'm like, Joe, you said you would get rid of student loans. You haven't. I'm not happy about that. And you keep saying, well, y'all just need to prepare to start paying these loans. Fuck them loans. And them loans is predatory. Just like they forgave. So Navient, who is a private institution of student loans, which most of the student loan servicers actually are private institutions and they house the federal, they like take the money for the federal government. But this is actually was a private student loan, and Navient collected all of, they got all these people who didn't qualify for loans and they gave them student loans. And guess what? They got sued and they lost, so they have to pay back $1.7 billion to the students or forgive their loans. So if you have a private student loan, you might be in luck. So by July 2022, Navient will notify eligible borrowers about their debt cancellation. So some of the borrowers, if you've already paid off your loan, you might get a check in the mail for $250. So, hey, I mean, you paid about $70,000 on $1,000 you borrowed, but they said they're going to give you $250. You know, deal with it. That's really fucked up, though.
Was that enough about lunch
now? Now it is.
Maybe lunch and put some gas in your car.
right now it is. I was like, that's really fucked up. But yeah, so if in 39 states and you got a private student loan and it's through Navient, you might be getting your student loans forgiven. Like, you may not even have to pay the rest of them. So shout out to them for losing that case. And now some people can have some money in their goddamn pocket. And I don't know, I think it's because you're on here, I'm talking about athletes today, like a lot of athletes. But Shaquille O'Neal also, he was in an interview or something, and he started talking about athletes using mental health as an excuse. And he says, I'm tired of these rich millionaires being as every time they go crazy, they start talking about mental health. Do you agree with Shaq on this? This was in EssentiallySports.com is that his article came from. Because, you know, a lot of athletes recently have been saying stuff about their mental health. And he's saying that, I guess not all, but some of them are using it as an excuse.
I don't know. I think some people just had some problems before they been playing sports.
Some of them do, and then some of it's that CTE, especially in football. Like, some of them suffering from CTE, and they just don't know it yet. Like, it's a couple that's like, okay, you a little off. You a little, I don't know. Maybe you need not be out there doing music. Maybe you need a therapist. Like, I don't know.
They should check Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He says he doesn't have CTE, so I'm not going to say that he does, but I think that he definitely needs to talk to a therapist. Like, I think he got some stuff to work through that he probably needs to sit down and talk to somebody. But I don't know if... I think that because they talked to another athlete. I don't have the article in front of me now, but he was a basketball player. And he basically what he was saying is that a lot of celebrities feel like because they are celebrities, they are put on this higher standard and their problems are bigger than everyone else's. And basically what he said was is that everybody deals with problems. So your problems are no bigger than the next person. And I kind of agree with him there. I do think sometimes people once you get put on a pedestal, I think they fail to realize that most people in life are struggling, especially the regular people. We got to deal with money issues on top of the regular issues, so we really struggling. So I can see that, and we can't just say, oh, I'm not gonna come to work today, because some people don't have time off. Like, they don't have a job that's gonna give you time off because you're mentally not prepared. So I get that, but I never think that somebody should ignore their mental health, or you should downplay somebody's mental health either. So, I mean, I guess I'm on the fence with it. But Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet from The Cosbys, so just in case you don't know who that is, they're breaking up after 16 years of marriage. It seems like a lot of people, especially celebrities that have been in these long-term marriages, are now breaking up over the long term. I don't know. And that's why when you say with the cheating... Because it's all alleged, of course, but they're saying that he may have been talking to someone else, or I don't know. I don't believe that whole married man is too much work bullshit. Like, I don't buy it. I think it's
not like a celebrity, because they got a little bit, you know, they got more time and more.
I know dudes that work at UPS and they cheated on their girlfriend. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And that's a long shift too. That's a hard, especially during the Christmas time. That's a hard shift. So that is an excuse. That's not true. It's not true at all. It is a lie. And I will never not believe that that is in fact true. But you know what is true? Because I wanted to play games because it's snowing here, and I knew I wasn't going to go anywhere, but that didn't happen. But Uno is updating the cards, which I think that the rules of Uno are a little skewed. It depends on who you play Uno with. It depends on how you play the game. So basically, what they're doing is they're adding the draw two, a wild swap hands, a wild double skip, and a wild skip, and a wild reverse. So it means that you can change the color on all these cards now to any color you want, not just the color in your hand. which I think is going to fuck up the game. Because I think Uno is hard as it is, because now some people say you can pile on. So, like, you got to draw two, draw four. Some people let you draw two, draw four. But some people say if it's a draw four, you can't put a draw two on a draw four.
Yeah, because that's, like, kind of new with me with the swapping the hand, because I don't remember that when I was a kid.
No, they didn't have that. This is new. I feel like this is these new kids with new rules. They don't know about consequences like we did. Like, if you just had you played your Uno hand wrong, you just had a fucked up hand. Like, that's just how that was.
Now, our time, I like the power. You know, if somebody got a draw two, draw four, just keep it going.
Technically, the rules state, until recently, you can't do that. So if it's a draw two, you can do draw. Like, so if you have like three draw twos in your hand, you could put down all of them. So you can make them draw six, but you can't put down a draw two and a draw four.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that. But I guess it was like more. I mean, yeah, we did play like that. But I know sometimes it'd be like you put a draw two, and let's say it's your turn, and you put down a draw two. And then another person put down a draw two, like, keep it going until somebody don't have a draw two or draw four.
No, so but
like,
you
sometimes you might get like 12, 15 cards.
But that's cheating. You can't do that. That is cheating.
Or it might come back to you. You got all the cards.
No, but that's what I said. That's cheating. You can't do that. That's not how it goes. And so, because like a lot of people say, if they put down a reverse and they put down a reverse, reverse back to me. You can't do that. If it reverse, it's go the other way. You can't do that. That's cheating. And that's why they made these cards, so that the people that's already cheating will continue to cheat. See, the title of the day, or the word of the day, is cheating. And cheating is bad. They actually even have Monopoly, which is it's Monopoly cheaters. I just saw it the other day. It's a game for cheating. Like, that is the game. Like, it's Monopoly. Wow. And you cheat, steal money from people. I'm like, I don't know what we're teaching our children, but it's not good. It's bad, but that's where it's at. And that's why I will play Uno, but I won't play spades. Like, so if people have cards at an event or whatever, I might play Uno, because it's kind of hard to fuck up Uno. But I won't play spades with real. So I made that mistake. I went somewhere with my sister and they was playing spades, and I fucked up and I sat down, and this was not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago, sometime last year in the summertime. I fucked up and I sat down with people that actually play spades. We lost. And when I say we lost, we didn't lose. We lost. I think we won one hand. Because I don't know. If you're not a good spades player, you don't know how to book it. Like, I usually underbid because you don't want to renege. You don't play. I don't think you play spades.
I play before. I'm not a professional or nothing like that. I know how to play.
I don't think you do. I've played with you, and I'm almost certain you don't know how to play spades. I'm almost certain you don't. And I definitely know you ain't playing spades amongst mixed company.
Yeah, I can play. I mean, I'm good in spades. Only one I can't play is the one where you put the blocks in. Down those and stuff. I never know how to play that, but
yeah, I can play spades. That's for old people. But you don't play spades because he don't even talk to me. You're not. That's not what you're doing. You're not playing spades. That is a lie. You are lying. But I did want to ask you, because you are upset about the inflation, and you think that this is the Democrats, correct? And you think that this is Joe as a one-termer?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll make it.
Well, I mean, if he make it, like, what is he? He's really old. So, I mean, at this point, and I mean, no disrespect to age or whatever, but he's really old. So,
and he didn't do anything.
He hasn't been in office a year. Well, technically, he technically did cancel some student loans, but
so
he hasn't even been in office a year yet.
But the Democrat gonna lose the House in a year, and he didn't do nothing his first 2 years. So
first I don't two, think he so. Hasn't even been one yet. What are you talking about? He took office in the end of January of 2021.
Yeah, but I'm
y'all
talking about
that was Trump. So in 2020, the PPP money, the shutting down of the whole world, I mean the United States, the backing up of the supply chain, all of that was done under Trump. Like, I think y'all forget, because that was just such a fucked up year that it wasn't. And mind you, Joe Biden is not the ideal candidate. No, he has some really, like, he kept a lot of those policies of Trump's that keeping people out. He kept a lot of those, and a lot of the policies of Trump, those conservative policies, he's actually kept. So if anything, he's probably, the people that are probably pissed off at him the most are the really, really the progressives, because he's being quite conservative with a lot of these things that he's doing. And like, even the plan to pull out in Afghanistan, it was Trump's plan. Like, he's been still following a lot of the shit Trump set. So that's why I'm like, I don't know. Like I said, it's not ideal. He's not anybody's first choice. He's there. If he lives long enough to run again, I would, you know, we gotta reconvene. We just gotta see if he get there. Because right now, we just coming up on year one, and we got a long way to go. And when you in your late 70s, that's a long time.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, truthfully, he don't look good. Like, all the stuff he did right now as being president. Okay,
so here's my thing. I think the Democrats are definitely in trouble. I don't think it's Joe Biden that did it. I think he did. I think some of the shit he did was fucked up. I think a lot of the policies he probably should get rid of that he's keeping for Trump, but with that Trump had. But this is the thing. And he did fumble that Afghanistan pullout thing terribly. But I think that in order for them to not lose the House, they got to push the panic button. The Democrats have got to push the panic button. You know what the panic button is? It's marijuana, legalizing, decriminalizing federal marijuana on a federal level and legalizing it in the United States. And then also canceling student loan debt. If Democrats run on them two issues, the Republicans are fucked. Everybody loves weed. I smell that shit when I tell you.
I don't think that's a big thing right now. I think the inflation should be his number one priority, slowing that down. Because if inflation keeps going up in the next 4 years, I can guarantee he's not going to win.
Do you really think inflation is going to keep going up that fast?
It blew up in the last year pretty fast.
So I think inflation should be up in the end of 2020 when it was under Donald Trump. Like, I think you're failing to realize that the world shut down, production stopped, there because mass layoffs. This wasn't him. He wasn't in office yet. He was running, but he wasn't there.
I'm just telling
there.
You, based on any American, you start getting your check, and I don't care you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Banana, whoever you is, when your money starts looking funny, I don't care who he is. Nobody's not going to like you. So, I think that's his number one priority right now. If I was anybody in politics, I think inflation would be
somehow getting that straight first. How is that? How can he? That's private companies raising their prices. That don't have shit to do with him. My thing is this. At this point, I think that those two issues would help. First of all, like, when you say your money is funny, student loan debt has crippled so many people. It's so many people that can't even buy houses because they have student loan debts. When some people are paying over $1,000 a month in student loan payments, yeah, that's going to be a big issue. And he's going to win. Who are the people who you really need to win over now? Who are the people who are getting in power? Who are the biggest working cohorts? It's millennials. And millennials carry most of the student loan debt. So if you can eliminate student loans, you are in a pretty good spot. Now, as far as marijuana, I think it's a great legalization tactic because people don't care about the things that they care about when they care about it. And that's what I mean. Like, if you say something catchy, like, oh, look, you can get this will be legalized, I can guarantee you people will still vote for him, even with inflation. Even with inflation. No. I believe it wholeheartedly. Even with inflation, people would still vote for him. Now, I believe that the inflation eventually is going to level itself off. Right now, companies are capitalizing on the fact that people, there's a need. They know that. It's supply and demand. That's simple capitalism. That's how that works. And I think that they are learning that that's how you do. Well, not learning. They already knew that. But they're capitalizing off of a bad situation. And you can't, at this point, it's the private institutions. Like, what are you going to go to, you know, Amazon and say, hey, y'all raising y'all rates and y'all can't do that? Are you going to go to Netflix and say, hey, Netflix, you going to raise your prices of Netflix in the middle of a recovering pandemic?
I say he got the perfect song that's going bad for him right now. You got a pandemic he dealing with and inflation. And right now, he don't look good to a lot of people. Well, at least to me right now.
I think it's to a lot of people who don't understand that this didn't happen. He's not been in office long enough for you to blame all of this on him. So if that's the case, even if Trump was in office right now, you would still have inflation.
I mean, you are Tom Blaine, the person in charge right now.
You would still have inflation. So I was like, at this point, I don't know what the American people can do except for stop buying the products and hope that the people lower the prices. Like, that's the only thing you can do.
And people not even getting raises, so.
Because inflation rose too fast to keep up. Well, people don't get raises like that anyway. Like, that's been the problem for years. Like, the cost of inflation and the amount of wages have never matched up. It's all, wages have always been stagnant because, again, the people that are at the top that are raising the prices because they don't want to lose any profit are not going to pay you more. Like, did you expect anything different? Like, I'm so confused at why you thought it would be. We live in capitalism. Like, we live in a capitalistic society. Like, what did you expect? This is what you got. This is where we're at. But I think that inflation is a son of a bitch. And right now, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. It's a son of a bitch. We've seen stuff go up that hasn't gone up in a very long time. But we also are seeing supply chain issues. Like, when you go to the grocery store, in certain places, there's nothing on the shelves or there's very little. And it's not that they don't have it. So I need y'all to stop sharing them posts too to cause panic, because it's not that they don't have the stuff. It's that they can't get it on the shelves because people don't want to work anymore. What's your thought on that? Like, it's hard to get people to work, especially shitty jobs.
I blame that on the people. I can't blame on the government. I mean, you go a whole year giving everybody money yourself, and then people are like, what's the point working for? Like, some people got the mindset, I'd rather collect a government check than work.
You mean 2 years? Because this year, you didn't get extra money. You got your tax money.
People don't want to work.
But, to be fair, even to Trump, it was a pandemic. Like, what was he supposed to do?
A lot of people don't want. I mean, it's hard getting used.
I think you're right, though. I do not think Joe Biden will get reelected. I think he is a one-term president. Like I said, if he lived that long, I would give him a clap just for living long. But
in the crazy, I don't even know who the Democrats
have. I don't know who the Democrats have either. That's what I said. That's a little scary because, like, Bernie old, you know, he up there. All these people are up there in age, and I don't know, like, will Pete run again? Perhaps. I mean, he's a head of Department of Transportation, I think.
God, truthfully, think the next president is going to be a Republican. That's just my.
I don't doubt that, and I think it's probably going to be a Republican classic, as Bill Maher says. So I think you're going to get like a Larry Hogan, you know, you're going to get like a Mitt Romney. I don't even think Trump would, because I know some people saying that they think he would, because like they did this poll and 78% of people said they either wanted it to be Biden or Trump. But I don't think that's true. I think that if somebody like a Larry Hogan, who is the governor of Maryland, who is considering running for president, if he ran, he might win, because not only does he kind of appeal to Democrats, he's a Republican. So I think that he probably would have a shot. I think he would get a lot of those independent voters, the people that are on the fence, because he would come in as the Republican classic and start talking about money. Because back in the day, Republicans was the fiscally responsible motherfuckers. It was like, oh, no, we can't spend no money. And then things changed over, which is weird, because every time Republicans were in office, they spent a shit ton of money. But then when Democrats was in it, it was always like, oh, no, we got to balance the budget in this. Can't be like George Bush Jr. W. spent a shit ton of money. Look, God, Jesus, Trump spent the most money like ever. So I was like, I don't understand. But I think that the Republican classic will come in and he's going to run on, we need to get this budget down. We're spending too much money. This is what we need to do. We need to lower taxes for the rich and it'll trickle down to the poor and all of this bullshit. And I think that that's what he's going to run on. And I think that that would be quite refreshing, I think, to a lot of independent and old ass people. That's what I think. That's my thoughts. So the Republicans got a shot, but I think that now it's time for the Democrats to push the panic button. You got to cancel student loan debts and you got to run on cannabis. Those are your issues.
Right.
Whatever that's worth. But I do want to shout out to some people. So I'll tell you guys what happens, because I'm supposed to do the virtual Wendy Williams, which will be interesting to do that. I mean, it's just a Zoom, so it'll probably just be like a conference or a meeting. So yeah, they kept sending emails and I applied, and I don't think they would say no to anybody. I'm pretty sure anyone who applies gets it. It's a fucking Zoom. I mean, what's the worst you could happen? You pull your shirt up and put your titties on the screen. Like, I mean, it's a Zoom. Even though, I mean, titties, people may not blink as much. But if you put a dick on the screen, then that, I don't know, that's jarring. No one wants to see a dick. Not in the middle of the day. That's dicks are, they're harsh. You know what I mean? Like, it's very harsh. And you don't want to just see that floating by itself. That's why I don't understand why men even send dick pics. Like, I don't get that. And they be happy too. Like, if you act like, even if you could ask any random guy, like, hey, can you send me a dick pic? Like, oh, sure. It's the weirdest shit ever. I don't get it at all. But men are weird. So I'll be doing that. You know what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world is that people will stand in line for hours, 7 hours to be exact, to get a dragon-shaped Disney popcorn bucket. Yes, you heard me right. We can't be out here complaining about the inequalities in the world and this and that and this when y'all motherfuckers literally is standing in line. Not me, not never, but y'all was standing in line for 7 hours. That isn't a work day. Who got the time? And in Disney, it costs you $55 million just to get a ticket. You mean to tell me y'all just gonna pass up all the attractions and rides just to stand in this goddamn line to get the goddamn popcorn? So apparently, there is a dragon-shaped popcorn bucket. So Disney Epcot International Festival of Arts kicked off in Disney World on the 14th of January. So they were celebrating visual, culinary, performing arts, all this bullshit, according to Fox 59. And they were saying that there was this new brand new bucket, which is a new food item, and it's a Figment popcorn bucket. So it's modeled after a character from Epcot for various It's a various iteration of the Journey into Imagination ride. Now, they saying that the popcorn bucket was filled with rainbow color popcorn and all that, and that's cute, but that shit alone was going for $25. And so I had to look at the bucket. I was like, no, I need to see this bucket. This got to be a Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Hermes bucket. And when I looked at it, the shit looks like a plastic dragon bucket. Like, it's not an amazing bucket. It's not a good dragon plastic bucket. Like, the shit is just regular. As a matter of fact, it's a little ugly, if I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's a little ugly. A little ugly. And y'all, not only that shit is expensive as it is, that y'all was standing in one line for $25 to pay for this bucket with your children who had to be screaming to do something else. Like, please, mom and dad, it's not worth it. It had to be adults. It's got to be adults that was standing in this line. Ain't no way you had kids standing in this line for goddamn 7 hours for this fucking bucket. Because you would have had to go take pee breaks. You got to go get not popcorn, food to eat while you standing there. Like, who can stand at seven? That's, y'all got a strong ass bladder. That's a strong ass bladder for you to be able to stand there for 7 hours. And if they did have kids there, I need them parents to write a book or like a seminar or some shit. Like, how the fuck did you manage that? My kids would have been all over the place. We would have left that line in 10 minutes in. It would have been like, okay, no, I can't do this. Especially at Disney? Kids lose it. Crack is like, Disney is like crack for kids. Disney is crack for kids. Like, how did you get them to say, they just go, ooh, like they just, as soon as they get into Disney, like, how did y'all do that? Where, I don't understand how y'all did that. But now, people who did get the buckets, because they were saying after this park closed, there was still a 2-hour wait on this fucking bucket. People got the bucket. Now they're selling it on eBay for as much as $1,000, but some of the buckets have actually sold for $200. So some of these buckets have actually sold. So they have double, triple, quadrupled the price of this goddamn bucket. And motherfuckers is buying it. I don't know what's wrong with the human race, but it's fucked up. And some of y'all about to be fucked up too, because while I was looking at this, because I couldn't believe it when I saw it, I was like, this shit got to be fake. And it wasn't, which is unfortunate. But it happened in Florida, and a lot of weird shit tends to happen in Florida. But something that was, I know y'all gonna be fucked up about. Y'all not gonna be able to go on y'all little trips. Y'all not gonna be able to buy all the little shit you wanna buy. At least not right away, because the government, now, we talked about Joe Biden a little bit later, but listen, Joe Biden, bing bong, Joe Byron, if you want somebody to go bing bong, you about to get them to go bing bong, because the IRS is saying that they not gonna have your tax returns. They saying they is in crisis, they don't got no people, which is not something that just happened. Actually, the IRS has been understaffed for a while. But now, the people about to lose their shit. And I don't even know if people realize that it, y'all tax returns, they saying y'all better file them now or you ain't gonna get that shit till December of 2025. Like, y'all just said, no, I'm fucking with y'all, but it's gonna be a delay. And so if you wanna go on your little trips with y'all money or whatever, then you need to file that shit now, because otherwise it's gonna be fucked up. And I know y'all gonna be fucked up. Y'all gonna be real tight when y'all be filing and y'all be getting y'all money. Y'all gonna be on that IRS site. I know I be looking, checking, like, where's my return? Every fucking day, where's my return? Give my goddamn return. I need my goddamn return. Even though I'm gonna owe money, so I don't really give a fuck about tax returns. Because I am going to owe money, which I have owed money in the past, and that shit sucks. Like, when I tell you, that shit really do be sucking. Like, when you expect to get money, and then all of a sudden you start owing money, it feels not good. It was like, okay, this shit is fucked up, and I don't like it. I don't like the way this shit feels at all. But yeah. But if you are going to get something, make sure you file now. Make sure you file now, okay? You do that. You file. You make sure you file something. But whatever. Let me go over here and mess with him, because he looks like the outbreak monkey, and his eyes fucked up, and I don't like it. It is quite distracting right now. But I'm gonna bring D in, because he's always singing in the background and being in the background. He's always in the back. Like, he's like the shadow. He's always there. You may not hear him, but he's always there. You know what I mean? Yes, so thanks, D, for me strong-arming him and pretty much wrangling him in, because this is not what he does, and he gave it. Like, when I say he doesn't really talk at all, except for when he's not on camera, he does not talk at all. Like, when he's around other people, he is very, very quiet, and so I am making him talk, so I'm going to pat myself on the back. Yes, maybe it's slightly abusive. I don't know. But he's doing it for me, and I appreciate him for coming and being so awesome for being on Millennials Anonymous. And make sure you guys stay safe out there, because like I told you, coronavirus is still out here in these streets. And make sure you stay safe. Make sure you are doing what you need to do. But then also make sure you come back, because no shade, just palm trees. Both hosts will be on Millennials Anonymous next week. Or the week after, one of those, they're coming, and I really, really like them. They are one of Maps Media's top 10 lit podcasts, so I love them. So make sure you stay tuned, stay locked and loaded. I'm gonna have friends, all kind of friends, coming until the end of the season, because I am getting you guys prepared for the fact that I might not be alone. I may not. What is that song, that Michael Jackson song? You are not alone. I am here with you. So you've always. I am here to stay. You are not alone. I got close to the mic for you. Yep, that's me. So make sure y'all come back next week, okay? Bye-bye.